This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're digging into the results of our latest Marketplace Edison Research economic poll this week. This time around, we asked about fear, about how afraid people are that this election is going to hit them right in the wallet. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganser is on that one.
More than half the people in our poll said they think the presidential election will affect their personal financial situation. Close to 80% of them used the word afraid. People like Ralph Baldy, a Donald Trump supporter who's petrified that Hillary Clinton will win.
Because she's talking about taxes on taxes on taxes. And where is that going to leave me? It's going to be standing on a street corner trying to sell pencils.
Baldy is 62, from Memphis, Tennessee. He's afraid of cuts in his disability payments. And then there's 30-year-old Zachary Stern Shea, a law student and Clinton supporter.
I would be afraid that if Trump won, I would lose my health insurance. He has threatened to immediately dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
Robert Walker owns a small software business in Seattle. He's an independent, afraid of both Clinton and Trump. With Trump,
he said that he wants to put a 25% tariff on goods coming in from China. China is our number one state trading partner in Washington.
Walker's fear with Clinton, immigration, getting enough skilled IT workers in the U.S.
There are no specifics in Clinton's proposals around what comprehensive immigration reform actually means.
In fact, when I talked to Walker, he was interviewing software developers in Bulgaria. Everybody I talked to traces their economic fears back to what Walker said. There are so few specifics in this campaign. So how can you blame them for being afraid? That's what Jim O'Sullivan says. He's chief U.S. economist at High Frequency Economics. He says the candidates are fanning the flames of fear with negative talk about the economy.
From the Trump side, it's a pretty clear story that the economy is a disaster. Now, from the Clinton perspective, also, she, I think, talks about inequality a lot.
O'Sullivan says the candidates figure all the negative talk gives people a reason to vote for them so they can fix all of the economic problems they've campaigned on. He says they think fear about the economy is a good motivator at the polls. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We've got all the data from our survey on our website. It's marketplace.org. Dig in, go crazy, see what you can see. Also, while you're there, give a look at our Economic Anxiety Index and take our quiz. See where you fall on the anxiety scale.